Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. An Uber driver was killed when he lost control of his car, crashed into several other vehicles, and it caught on fire. Police say this all happened in Fishtown Saturday night when a 31-year-old man was driving 4 passengers along Marlborough Street around 9 p.m. He suddenly experienced a medical emergency, and then the car crashed into several parked vehicles under an I-95 overpass and burst into flames. One of the passengers was hurt. The other 3 made it out of the car unscathed. But police say the driver did not get out and he was pronounced dead at the scene. This crash is under investigation. Pride Month is officially here. Hundreds came out to Old City and the neighborhood to celebrate Philly Pride Weekend. There was a march featuring a 600-foot pride flag, then a huge festival spanning several city blocks. KYW's Sharaday Howard was there for all the excitement.
Emily Pratt with Batala Philly, a Brazilian samba reggae band, got the procession going for hundreds of marchers lined up along 6th and Walnut Street in Old City.
We love to drum. We love to drum at Pride, and we're so excited to be here.
Jeremy Williams with Philadelphia's Urban Affairs Coalition is event producer this year and hopes the interconnection and diversity at Pride inspires those watching despite the difficult political climate across the nation.
It is every size, shape, color that you want to see, and now we're going to make it even more beautiful with a giant rainbow also.
City Council Member Rue Landau, the first out gay council member in Philly, was on hand to inspire the crowd at the march and then at the festival in the neighborhood.
This day is so important to our entire community, but actually now more than ever. And this is a moment for us to all come together to say we are not going anywhere.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
This week is crunch time for the Philadelphia City Council to approve the budget for the next fiscal year. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
As of now, City Council is scheduled to recess June 12th. Under Council's rules, that means there would have to be a budget agreement no later than this Thursday, so it could get a first reading, the mandatory 1 week before a final vote. Council's leadership has been quietly negotiating with Mayor Parker. Those familiar with the talks say the size of the business and wage tax reductions the mayor has asked for are one key issue still to be worked out. There's also back and forth over the size and terms of Mayor Parker's home initiative. Each council member also has his or her own wish list of things they want in included. Still, Council President Kenyatta Johnson says he believes the budget can be wrapped up this week.
My goal is still to be out of here June 12th. That's the goal.
And you think that's doable still?
I'm optimistic.
Some members are skeptical. They think council may have to add another meeting, but they can't simply extend the session by 1 week because that would require a meeting on Juneteenth, a city holiday. That takes them to June 26th, just days before the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Grand Slam Track, a new professional track and field league started by four-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, came to historic Franklin Field this weekend. KYW's Vic Raghupathi was there as thousands showed up to watch some of the best runners in the world compete.
For well over a century, Franklin Field has been a haven for track and field, and officials estimate across Saturday and Sunday about 25,000 to 30,000 fans came to see the Philly leg of the inaugural Grand Slam track season. Eli Wilson came from Little Rock, Arkansas, both to watch and to compete in a high school race before Sunday's main event.
It was really cool because I got to see professionals do it yesterday, so now I'm running in the same place they were. That's been a lot of fun.
Four-time Olympic gold medalist and New Jersey native Sydney McLaughlin-Leverone, who ran the 100-meter hurdles despite holding the world record in the 400-meter hurdles, felt Philly fans had a real appreciation for the sport.
There's definitely a big track presence here, as you can see. I think it's such a historic stadium, so there's always a history of track and field here. And yeah, I think the tri-state area is known for having some fast athletes come out of here.
This was the third and penultimate meet of the Grand Slam season. They ran in Kingston, Jamaica in April and Miami last month. It'll wrap up in LA at the end of June. As for whether CEO and sprinting legend Michael Johnson will bring his league back to Philly.
Not sure, but it feels like it. I mean, it feels like it. It was an epic 2 days. I mean, it would be hard not to be honest.
At Franklin Field, Vic Raghupathi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime in the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.